Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
Well, the OCA Ranch Rodeo Cowboys Helping Kids is coming up August 16th and 17th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Kent Trentman tells us more.
True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated. It's our charity event for OCA for the Children's CFA. At some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
For ticket information, go to okcattleman.org. Well, last week at the Oklahoma Pork Congress, I caught up with the National Pork Board's Kevin Sheehan about transforming pork's image in the eyes of America's youth. Sheehan says whether it's on the menu or otherwise, you've got to make pork relevant to young people.
The main way millennials and Gen Zs are cooking right now is with an air fryer. And when you're giving them a pork loin or a pork butt, that's not air fryer friendly. So getting them to cook more pork is we need to make pork relevant to them. We need to make it. We always know that it's tasty. We always know that it's flavorful. We always know that it's nutritious. But now we need to make it convenient for them. You know, we found through our research that there's more air fryers in homes than there are coffee pots. So that tells us that, you know, this group of folks is looking for convenience. I'll go to, you know, the coffee shop for my $5 coffee. But when I come home at night, I want to put something in the air fryer, and it's got to be fast and it's got to be tasty.
Sheehan said that when COVID hit, it did the pork industry the favor of teaching millions of people how to cook.
You know, air fryer friendly foods is going to be a cut different than a large pork butt. It needs to be probably a smaller cut. It needs to be packaged in the grocery store smaller. It needs to be convenient for them, possibly where it's pre-cooked for them, where they're just more heating it up. So that means breaking into the freezer sets of grocery stores. That means breaking into, you know, possibly sous vide products that are pre-cooked to the proper temperature. And then they're heating them up, and then they're using them as pork as an ingredient. This group looks as pork as an ingredient. And when you ask them what's your favorite meal, they're somebody who's a boomer age might say, I like beef, I like pork, I like chicken. They're talking about species. When you ask a Gen Z or millennial, you know, what's your favorite meal? I like pasta, I like pho, the Vietnamese soup, I like lasagna, I like tacos. Well, pork needs to be an ingredient there, so teaching them how pork is a great ingredient, like ground pork, is what we need to do.
To hear my complete conversation with the National Pork Board's Kevin Sheehan, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission is going to look into why grocery prices are still high despite falling costs for retailers. FTC Chairman Lena Khan made the announcement during a public meeting with officials from the Justice Department on pricing practices. When the FTC votes to authorize the study, major U.S. grocery chains would be required to provide information on their costs and their prices of common goods. Food prices have risen by 25% between 2019 and 2023. U.S. Department of Agriculture statistics say that that's a faster rate of increase than in other consumer goods and services. Reuters says an FTC study showed food prices for U.S. consumers rose around 11% between 21 and 22, while profits for food retailers went up more than 6%. We want to make sure that major businesses aren't exploiting their power to inflate prices for the American families at the grocery store, says Khan. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.